Chapter 9 of Revelation. Listening time is approximately 12 minutes. Take a look at 9. What is 9 now? Is 9 a continuation or flashing back or forward? 8 and 9 should not have been divided in chapters, but they are. Chapter 9, verse 1.
Then the fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw one who was fallen to earth from heaven, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit.
Who's that?
Down below on my it says a star fallen from heaven. It's unclear whether this person is of satanic origin, as most commentators believe, or whether it's a reference to Christ.
Well, he has the key for the pit, or to the pit.
Yes, and that is true. There is a debate on that, but as we go on, I think it'll be more clear what that's all about. Because, first of all, the word fallen. Who is the fallen angel?
Satan.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we'll see also that he was cast out of heaven for the last time. Satan has access to heaven today. He's your accuser. But he will be cast out because he goes there and tries to do battle in heaven with God, and he's cast out. We'll see that in other chapters. He's called the Red Dragon. And he gets angry, and he goes to make war, and we'll see all that, but basically that's when the mid-tribulation starts. The great tribulation starts when he's finally cast out.
When he opens it, smoke pours out as though from some huge furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by the smoke. Then the locusts came from the smoke and descended upon the earth, and were given the power to sting like scorpions. They were told not to hurt the grasses or the plants or trees, or but to attack those people who did not have the mark of God on their forehead. They were not to kill them, but to torture them for 5 months with agony like the pain of a scorpion's sting. In those days, men will try to kill themselves, but won't be able to. Death will not come. They will long to die, but death will flee away.
What do they look like?
Here, I'll read it. The locusts look like horses armored for battle.
Mm-hmm.
They have a look like a golden crown on their heads, and their faces look like men. Their hair was long like women's, and their teeth were those of lions. They wore breastplates that seemed to be of iron, and their wings roared like an army of chariots rushing into battle. And they had stinging tails like scorpions, and their power to hurt given to them for 5 months was in their tails. Their king is the prince of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrews is
Abaddon.
Abaddon, and in Greek, Apollyon, and in English, the destroyer.
Now, is there any doubt about that? It says the angel from the bottomless pit, like the angel of the Lord, Jesus. So here we have the angel is Lucifer, as Satan.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what Satan's going to be doing.
Did I get it right? Is he, when he unlocks the pit, and they come out to torture the people who did not have God's seal, so mm-hmm. It's his own folks he's going to torture.
Yeah. Well, sure. Do you think Satan's loyal to his followers?
Well, they say now he leaves them alone. Does he? Now he's just after the believers.
No, he doesn't leave them alone. People that get demonized and everything, they end up killing people, they end up in prison and being executed. No, no, Satan has no loyalty. Absolutely not. This is the sad thing about the whole thing. He has no loyalty. His goal is destruction. He wants everybody dead, including those who follow him. Absolutely. Don't ever believe that Satan is true to his followers. He's not.
The locusts will hit you from the smoke, but those that are believers in God, they've got the mark, so they wouldn't be touched.
Right. In other words, God's people will be protected. That's true. So we're talking about the unbelievers. But now let's go to Joel, and those who studied Joel, it talked about the locust invasion. It's symbolic for what? An army. These aren't locusts coming out of pit and looking like scorpions. I've been stung 5 times by scorpions. They're a horrible thing. But this is imagery that John is using because he lived in the first century. He'd never seen an Apache helicopter. When they fire the machine guns and all those things, that could look like a scorpion. They had like tails on them, right? He's describing, I think, modern day warfare. So now take that idea and put it in there and you get an idea. This total imagery and describing that. But now it talks about having, what about the gold crowns on the heads? What does this mean? Faces like human faces and so on. Long hair like women, teeth like a lion, armor of iron. You can come up with things that could be pictures of those kinds of things. Also, it's symbolic of things of the first century army. What would long hair be like? Think of the Roman soldier now. The helmet. They had the thing coming down the back. Golden helmets. It says golden heads. Well, couldn't this be describing a first century Roman soldier, which John would have seen, and then trying to compare it so that we would get the cross comparing from that century to our century. That's what I think is happening here. He's bridging that. So that's where you get this, like a human face. Well, they got this guard down, but it looks like a mask, but yet there's a human face there. Teeth like iron. Have you ever seen the helmets with the thing that comes down? Wouldn't it look like iron teeth? So you can see the imagery there. And then, of course, we know that the armor was metal. So there's a figurative thing and a literal thing right there. Now, the wings roared like in chariots and stuff, wings. Well, a helicopter blade and things like this. Now it could be shifting over to this period of time and tails that stung like scorpions and so on. Machine gun and whatever. I'm just proposing that. I can't say it 100%. But locusts have always been compared to armies. The king of the locusts, the king of the armies, is the angel and so on. In other words, we have a demonic inspired warfare going on. That's what it means.
What's the 5 months?
Literally 5 months.
Literally 5 months.
Yeah. You're going to get it for 5 months, those people. And that's it. God gave them that amount of time. Okay, how about verse 13? Verse 13 to 19.
The sixth angel blew his trumpet, and I heard a voice speaking from the four horns of the golden altar that stands before the throne of God, saying to the sixth angel, "Release the four mighty demons held bound at the great river Euphrates. They had been kept in readiness for that year and month and day and hour, and now they were turned loose to kill a third of all mankind. They led an army of 2 million warriors. I heard an announcement of how many there were. I saw their horses spread out before me in my vision. Their riders wore fiery red breastplates, though some of them were sky blue and others yellow. The horses' heads looked much like lions, and smoke and fire and flaming sulfur billowed from their mouths, killing one-third of all mankind. Their power of death was not only in their mouths, but in their tails as well, for their tails were similar to serpent heads and struck and bit with fatal wounds. But the men left alive after these plagues still refused to worship God. They would not renounce their demon worship, nor their idols made of gold and silver, brass, stone, and wood, which neither see nor hear nor walk. Neither did they change their mind and attitude about all their murders and witchcraft, their immorality and theft."
Now these angels that were held at the Euphrates, if you go back into the Old Testament, you'll see that there's a parallel as when these angels were placed there. So there is a connection, and that's the same for angels. I don't have that cross-reference right here, but you might want to look it up. I do believe it's the literal Euphrates that runs through Iraq, the border there. That's the same river that Abraham crossed and got the name Hebrew, which means one who crossed the river. Okay, so here we have really a picture of what happened. We have an army of how many? 200 million. You have to multiply.
Okay.
So it's 200 million. At the time this was written, there didn't have many people in the earth. It took a long time to get to be able to have an army, but China could actually have an army of 200 million. So there's going to be a great army that is going to be on the rampage, killing people, right? It describes things like the snake thing. Again, that can be modern day warfare. We got a third of the people of the earth were killed. Now this is an additional one-third. It's one-third of those that are left. So when you calculate, this is what you have to do. Let's say there are 8 billion and we had a fourth, that leaves 6 billion, right? It's based on this number. So if you have a third out here, you have another 2 billion killed, that leaves 4 billion left. Basically, you end up with about half of the earth gone, people killed by the time you get up to that midpoint of the tribulation. But see, it's not a third of this, but it's a third of what's ever left.
Be all over the whole world.
Oh yes, the entire world.
The fires, everything.
Yeah, it's not going to be very pleasant. That's pretty obvious. And how about the last two verses? 20:21.
They still refuse to worship God.
Right. They did not repent, did they?
No.
Jeremiah 17:9. The heart's deceitful above all else, and who can know it? We have a deceitful heart. When God works with people, the heart either softens when they receive the Lord, or the heart hardens. Absolutely.